Hi, I'm Jack from Saugerties, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, presenting Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound-rich series screening in a new Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties every Monday night. This month playing, This Is National Wake, about the wild rise and fall of a multiracial South African punk band with director close-up Luther Never Too Much, an affectionate portrait of the multi-hyphenate Luther Vandross, Goddess of Slide, the forgotten story of Ellen McElwain, and Dig XX, about the dueling 90s bands the Dandy Warhols and the Brian Johnstown Massacre. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Melinda of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Take rest, cause the living God is living in my chest. Every day I wake up feeling blessed, and even if I don't, I see it as a test. Cause I was lost until you found me. Now I know you're all around me. Nothing I could ever do separate my love from you. You came to set us free.
You came to set us free.
Yes, beloved, when I look at my hands, they look new. I looked at my feet, they did too. I'm free, I'm free. Hallelujah, thank God, I'm free. How are you doing this morning, beloved? You free like me? That's how God wants you to be. Yes, he does. Jesus came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. And who he sets free is free indeed. Oh, my Lord. It's been a journey to get to this place, beloved. Hallelujah. But you know what? I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And you're at the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. How about that? Yes, beloved. And we come with the message, the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, beloved. That's what we do. We do it here for you. I find the songs that speak, amen, to me, and hallelujah, hopefully it's speaking to you too. I just want to say, take a moment and just shout out my friend and radio show host and producer on the Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. show. We were together on Friday night. I want to give shout out to WGXC and Appreciation Week, Anniversary Week, week of activities and events. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part. He was telling me, I listen to your show every Sunday morning, and I just hear that so often from folks, and I just appreciate it so much. Some folks are on their way to church, and they tell me, some folks tell me they get up and get in their car so they can hear it. So I see you, I hear you, and I thank you. And you keep on tuning in, because I do this because I have you in my thoughts and my heart, and God has you on his mind. Amen. No longer bound, I'm free. That was Maverick City featuring Forrest Frank and Chandler Moore. And I dedicate that song to us women, amen, the other half of God's creation. In the beginning, he created them male and female. Adam looked at Eve and took a look and said, whoa, man. Amen. Well, happy Women's Month, Women's History Month. Next Saturday will be Women's International Day. And yes, we are free. Took a few thousand years. And some folk want to take us back another 50, but we're going to keep going forward, forward ever, backward never. Amen. Amen. I also want to take a time and shout out to Pastor Donna Elia and the ministry and staff and elders and members for a wonderful time of worship, food, and fellowship that I had with them last Sunday in Black History Month, in the honor of coming and sharing the message. And the food, the fellowship, the worship was just simply blessed. And thank God for you. Hallelujah. I want to thank also God Belong in Our County. Our team came together and hosted a Black History Month event at the State Street AME Zion Church on last Sunday afternoon. So I want to thank Pastor Darwin Abraham and Sister Arlene, Brother Cleveland and Sister Pat, especially for your hospitality. I want to thank our panelists, Tanya Jackson, Professor Hayward Horton, and our moderator, our first ward supervisor and friend and brother, and also radio producer, host, show programmer, Randall Martin, for all that you gave and brought to the event. And the information and the inspiration was all that we what I asked it to be. I want to say to any elected staffers, any elected officials or your staffers that are listening, that we thought we'd give you a break, okay? Don't worry, you didn't oversee the invite in the mail. We just thought we'd give you a break this time around, huh? Okay? Yeah, beloved, it was such a tremendous week. And in the past week, I was very happy to attend the campaign kickoff for the Undersheriff Jackie Salvatore. The Lieutenant Governor was there, Antonio Delgado, Senator Michelle Hinchey, Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, the Police Chief Mashonda Franklin, the Mayor Kamal Johnson, First Ward Supervisor Randall Martin. Anybody else I might have missed, I got there a little bit late, but it was just a jam-packed place celebrating in this upcoming election for sheriff. This woman who potentially could be the first BIPOC woman to be the sheriff in New York State. Amazing. And as she said to me yesterday, this little girl from Allen Street in Hudson. So just shout out to all of you women
that are doing such wonderful things with your gifts and your talents, your time and your treasure. We see you in the House, in the courthouse, in the boardroom, in the CEO office, in the front office, at the reception desk, at the hospital, or all over the place. You just make the world such a better, a special place, a better place. And it was a God idea to create us. And so, again, happy Women's Month. All right. I'm going to, get into the music. How about that? How about that? I'm going to get into the music and give you some back-to-back songs. Calling All Angels from the movie Pay It Forward. It's by Train, this rendition. And then also Still Holding On, Christina Bell. Victory Belongs to Jesus, Todd Delaney. I Plead the Blood, Nathaniel Nathaniel Bassey. I'll get it out. I'll get it right. Nathaniel Bassey out of Nigeria. Just love him. Love him. And Lead Us Again by Miss Doe. After that, beloved, I'll come back with our spiritual social commentary for today. Hallelujah. Excited, amen, to always be able to come with a word, a message to feed the heart, the mind, and the soul. We'll get right into it. Hallelujah, with all of the good music that we have for you in your listening pleasure.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. Call
when the dark clouds rain with pain, but yet and still.
Victory belongs to you. We raise up a sound, yeah. victory belongs to us. That it belongs to the King of glory. Yeah, Lord, oh Lord.
A finger at the faults and failings of the saints, then he makes a case. Won't you judge them now? But I've got an advocate in heaven's court, my Redeemer. We'll be right back.
Tired of forcing moments, conjuring up emotions, put your name on it. Do we just love the spotlight? Start a whole movement, have a face on it. No, we can't plan revival, shift the atmosphere, or create the fire. Cause that's what you do, yeah, only you do. That's why we need you to lead us again. Holy Spirit. Instead of you, put on display your best and brightest. Ironically, the stage is where we hide us. That's why we need you, Lord. We need you, God. We can't do what only you do. Holy Spirit, lead us
again.
Oh, Holy Spirit, lead us
again.
Oh.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, New York. WGXC Accra, WGXC.org, online all the time. Lord, speak, Lord, Holy Spirit, come with all your quickening power and light your sacred flame of love in these hearts of ours. Oh, Lord, Holy Spirit, lead us again. You know, I heard someone say not too long ago, it was recently, that, you know, whatever spirit you're feeding is the spirit that grows strong. Hallelujah. Amen. And so some folks, you know, they got a mean spirit, an evil spirit, you know, and they just feed that thing. And then, you know, you wonder why they so mean and cantankerous and vile and vicious. And then there are those who are feeding that Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit, and you wonder, you know, how can they be so sweet and kind and humble, giving, you know, loving, and that's because they're feeding that Spirit. Yes, beloved, and we call the Holy Spirit to feed us again, feed us again. We want more. Amen. We want more. The Spirit behind the thing. You got to look for that sometimes, beloved, the Spirit behind the thing. Hallelujah. The Word of God tells us to tie every spirit by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it's easy to see when you think of it that way. What spirit is behind a thing? What spirit is behind a person? What spirit is active and activated? And then you deal with that in the spirit realm. Can I get an amen out there? Somebody understand what I'm talking about? Somebody said that we are spirit beings having a human experience. Amen. And so, yeah, we want to feed the Spirit. Listen, God made my day, my job, my task here so easy for me this morning because I read something yesterday and I said, I don't have to go any further. This is what I want to share with my family and friends, my family in the listening audience and my friends and those just tuning in for the first time. Hopefully you'll be family and friends also. It's about the Word of God. It's about the Word of God. It was in my Daily Bread devotional on yesterday. And the title of it is Understanding the Bible. I'm going to read that devotional for you. It was written by Dave Brandon. And interesting enough, the gentleman that I met for the first time, he's a programmer, hallelujah, with WGXC, and he has a program playing favorites on Monday nights at 7. His name is Brendan, and this is Mr. Brandon. Well, in any event, understanding the Bible, how about that? It says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Word of God is alive and active. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Mm-hmm. The Word of God is alive and active. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. So the writer, Brother Dave, had this to share. He said, how important is the Bible? It's so vital that people in many countries risk their lives to translate it into their native languages. Often these are ordinary believers in Jesus who face arrest for translating the words of Scripture into a heart language others can understand. One female translator from a country hostile to believers in Jesus said, I must complete this work. I want to see my beloved ones experience salvation in Christ. And a man who organizes regular citizens to clandestinely translate Scripture explains that the Bible is essential to growing mature believers in local churches. You can start a church, but without the Bible in its heart language, it will typically only last one generation. Why are they doing this? Because there's no other book like the Bible. Its preservation through the centuries is unique. Its authenticity and its representation of the human heart is accurate. It's alive and active and judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart, according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. And all Scripture is God-breathed, according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 3, 16, inspired by Him. And most important, it reveals the source and reality of salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Let's read, cherish, and live by the Scriptures. And as God provides, let's help those around the world receive it and understand it. Amen. Hallelujah. Then they have reflection questions in this devotional. It says, what's your favorite aspect of the Bible and how can you help others understand it better? There's an old song says, we'll understand it by and by. Hallelujah. And you know, when the morning comes, that's another line in the song, right? We'll understand it better by and by. How can we help others understand it better? One of the things that I endeavor to do is with my spiritual social commentaries on Sunday mornings. I endeavor to draw the context and the relevance of the Bible to what we see unfolding in every day and in our nation, in our world, in our own lives, in our own minds. How about that? You know, so yeah, some days I may hit it right on target, I hope. And some days, it may catch up to us tomorrow. But that's my endeavor. That's my desire, is to demystify the Bible and to show its relevance. Someone said it's basic instructions before leaving Earth. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. I tell you, beloved, I had an aunt she had come to visit. I was a teenager, so you know, my life was everything, right? Going, hanging out with the friends, you know, going and doing things that, you know, didn't want mama and daddy to know you was doing. Okay, I was in my teenage years, and so my aunt came from Barbados to visit for a couple of weeks one summer. My dad's aunt, a much older woman. And it was my task to, you know, sort of chill around the house with her till somebody came home from work. And what she would ask me to do every day around the same time was read the Bible to her. Now, I was no stranger in terms of my mom used to make us go to Sunday school on Sunday mornings. You know, my brother and I, my grandmother used to take us, you know, whenever we stayed with her. You know, I had always been introduced to church, the Bible, those kind of things, but I never really paid attention to it. Didn't pay much attention to it even after she visited. But one of the things she did, and I found out, I realized as an adult, was so smart, was she asked me to read it to her, because that's what she would do when she was home. She would read the Bible. Well, I'm sure she meant she would have somebody read it to her because she was legally blind, right? So, you know, but, you know, I'm just going along. And so that was my introduction to just begin to read the Bible, was reading it to my aunt. Then a few years later, when I was an adult and doing my adulting thing and I was working, and I would take the train to work, the bus and then the train to get into Manhattan to go to work. And I would read the paper, and it was just so depressing. You know, it was just so much bad news going on. And I don't know, but I started going to church first, or I started reading the Bible first. But whatever it was, one day it just came to me, and I was reading the Bible, a little small pocket-sized Bible. And I began to read the Bible on my way to church. And it was so much better, put my head in such a better space. And then I would share what I read sometimes sitting around a bar, somebody, amen, sitting in front of the bar with my coworkers, you know, having my you know, what was that I used to drink? I can't remember. But in any event, talking about what I read in the Bible that morning. And you know what? That was many, many decades ago, many years ago. But the word is still alive for me. It's still active. It's still, I find it still speaking to me, still ministering to my heart when I'm heavy in my heart, when my heart is hurting, my mind is confused. It brings clarity. It brings some peace. It brings some rest in my soul. Are you hearing me? Are you witnessing? Can you say amen, somebody? Some people say, oh, it, you know, it's so old, it's outdated, and it, you know, it was written by, you know, all these different people, and it's, you know, no, beloved, that's the beauty of it. That's the amazing thing of, that's the wonder of it, is that it took like 40 some odd authors over several generations and hundreds of years, and that the theme remains true. The theme remains the same. It is the concept that God's love and wisdom are unmatched. Amen. It is the concept that the Old Testament, or the Hebrew text, you know, it gives us the story of God's love and creation and how he created us in his image. How that was broken and lost when sin, when we were tempted by Satan and sin entered into our mindsets, and hallelujah, how sin continued to lure man away from God, but God continued to reach out to bring man back to that state that he intended in the beginning, and how that continues to go on. But then he put an end, you know, dropped the mic on it when Jesus came into the world. Hallelujah. It's so much more. The Bible is so much more than just, you know, 66 random books in religious history. It is a message of God's redeeming grace, God's love, God's activity in the world today. Hallelujah. He gave us his son. His son gave us his life. What more could he give? Hallelujah, that we might live. Oh, my God, beloved, I've just loved that devotional yesterday. Hallelujah. It brings us the mind to know that there's so much for us in the Word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. Oh, my beloveds, this is Pastor Kim. Listen, I'm telling you, beloved, when I look in the Word of God, what's going down in the world today in the USA, I see it. I see it. Not confused, hallelujah, and not in despair. I know God is right there. Come on here, somebody, amen. And he has given us power to overcome all the power of the enemy. In Luke chapter 10 and 19, he says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, amen, they will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb overcomes them, for he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Though that be with him, amen. Are you with him? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Have you got it? Amen. God wants you to get it. He wants you to have it. He wants you to know it. I pray, beloved, amen, that the hunger and thirst for the Word of God, hallelujah, just continues to grow in you, and that in reading it, it'll feed you, it'll satisfy your soul, it'll satisfy and quench the thirsting of the soul. It'll be bread from heaven that helps you to grow strong, hallelujah, like the Wonder Bird commercial used to say, in 12 different ways. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I come with the music and the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got some more music for you, too. And this song has been in my spirit since yesterday. Woke up yesterday morning hearing it, you know, hearing it for hours during the day. I don't know, but I think God's got something great and wonderful coming up for many of us in the month of March. February was heavy and hard for you. Well, March is going to be better. Decree and declare it over yourself. March is going to be amazing. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. I am thankful. That's the song that's been coming in my spirit for the last 48 hours or 26 hours, however many hours it's been. I am thankful. And I want to play some of that for you, Mr. J.J. Hairston and friends. I am thankful. How about you?
Hallelujah, I'm thankful. to say it. Oh, hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody respond with gratitude now. Say it tonight.
God has done. I'm thankful for his goodness and his grace, his mercy, his love, his long-suffering, his patience, his kindness, forgiveness. Lord, I'm thankful. Amen. 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 Well, beloved, our time almost for us to get up out of here. I do want to share, as I said, next Saturday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. And it's a global celebration of the social and economic and the cultural and the political achievements of women. The day's been around for over 100 years, but the issues still impacting women's equal place in the world are much older. Discrimination and equality are still an issue. The theme for this year is for all women and girls, rights, equality, and empowerment. I want to shout out some of our women, hallelujah, who does such a wonderful job. Shout out to Ms. Galen Hunter, one of the visionaries for WGXC, along with Tom Rowe, who's no longer with the station. But, you know, they laid the foundation, the board. And all of dynamic women, Meredith and Jen and Rachel and everybody that's part of the team, shout out to you and happy Women's Month to you. All of the TV producers and media moguls and, you know, all of those women that help make the world a better place. Some on the political front, some on the revolutionary front, you know, just doing it. We're praying for you. We're praying for you, beloveds. We're praying for you and saying happy birthday, too, to our March babies. Bless you, may you have a great month of March. Happy anniversary to all you couples who met or married in March. Happy anniversary. Listen, beloved, if you are sick and shut in, if you're feeling lost and lonely, if you're feeling confused or depressed or stressed, if you're grieving and bereaved, I want you to know that God is still here and God still cares. He's well acquainted with our sorrows and grief. And there's nothing, amen, he spared himself from the womb to the tomb. He knows what it is. And he sits now at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, to make intercession for us and to advocate for us. And hallelujah, he could do it with integrity because he'd been here, done that. He got the t-shirt, the marks in his hands and in his side and in his feet and the thorn, the crowns printed in his head. He remembers us and he keeps us in his prayers. So, we're praying for you. God's praying for you. Amen. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. I know it gets hard. It gets hard for me sometimes. And I just dig back into the root. Amen. Get hold on that word. Get on my knees, on my face, close my eyes, behind my head, whatever it takes to make that connection to my power source. Amen. The Almighty. All right. He loves you. And we love you too. We're praying for you. All right. Praying for you. Those of you who may have an operation this week coming, a procedure that's coming up. Somebody's doing treatment protocols. Hey, don't quit in the dip. All right. And we're praying that God will be with you and help you get through this part of your journey. And when he does, don't forget to be thankful. Hallelujah. And no matter how dark the clouds may be, how great a day, remember there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Hallelujah. You hang in there. In Jesus' name, I know who I am. I know who I am. I am that I am, said hallelujah, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Got to know the I am so that you can know who you are. All right. The first step to knowing who you are is to know the great I am. I know who I am. That's my last song for you today, beloved. Stay with. Oh, next Sunday, I will be at the First Presbyterian Church as the worship leader and preacher for the hour, 10:45. The service starts here in Hudson on Warren Street. And if you're in the area and you want to stop on by, just say hi. I'd love to see you. All right. March 22nd, we do have the Crisis Readiness Disaster Preparedness Workshop at the Columbia Green Community College. And to find out more, you can connect with us. Go to our www.omichurch.com website. There's contact information there, flyer information there. Spread the word. All right. We do need pre-registration for the Crisis Readiness Program. All right. Love you so much. God bless you. Stay well, stay safe, stay strong. And remember never to forget. Yes, beloved, he does love you. Yes, he does. And he cares. I know who I am. Miss Sinai.
Chosen generation,
we've been called for
to show his excellence.
Hey.
All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation,
we've been called for
to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me,
for
I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power, I'm working miracles.
Chosen generation, we've been called for to show his excellence.
All I require for life, God has given me,
and my